Good morning. I figured it'd be a good time for me to come up and do the welcome announcements because I haven't really talked to you since the vote where I came in as the pastor. And so I just want to, first of all, thank you all and tell you that it's an honor and a joy to be called to be your pastor. And I look forward to seeing what the Lord does here. And I'm excited. And I just thank you. And I will also ask for your prayers that I would be faithful to what the Lord has called me to do, that I will preach the word, that I will love and lead the flock, and that I will be the pastor that God has called his pastors to be. And so please pray for me in that, and pray for one another as we move forward in advancing the gospel and making disciples and doing what the Lord has called his church to be. So pray for faithfulness for me and pray for faithfulness for us as a church as well. And I am now going to do announcements, which I don't even know all of the announcements, so that was not a good call on my part. So, but I'm going to try to do the announcements. But I will tell you, the announcements, when I miss them all, they are also on the back of your bulletin. So, but I will tell you some that I would like to announce as well. Is I'd like to invite you all to come back to Sunday schools if you're not there. Sunday school or Wednesday night Bible study. Sunday school is at 9:30. Wednesday night is at 7. I mean, discipleship is a huge, it's a very important thing. And one service on a Sunday is not enough. You need more discipleship. You need more growth. You need a community. You need fellowship, accountability. So I'd invite you to come to those, to one of those. If you have questions about that, you can always ask and find out. But we do have those. And then the Easter Sunday service is coming up. And so be ready for that and invite folks to that to come for your church on Easter Sunday. Really, Resurrection Sunday, as we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and our Savior. Jesus Christ is what Resurrection Sunday is really all about. All of the other stuff that goes on in the world is not what it is. It's about the risen Lord who died for our sins and rose for our justification, and we celebrate him. But other than that, I'll let you look at the announcements in the back, and I'll invite Pastor John to come up and do the call to worship and the prayer.
Well, that was different, wasn't it? Thank you, Travis. And a couple of things. There is one announcement I would like to at least stress, and that is this Thursday. Some of you that like to eat peanut butter and jelly and tuna fish sandwiches and fermented cheese and pickle or whatever you like, I hope you'll at noon show up in the fellowship hall, bring your brown bag lunch and a favorite beverage or whatever, and join us in a Bible study. And I'm going to lead the study, and it's on, I think it's on Acts chapter 1, verse 8. And you can read that and find out about what Jesus' last command was. And you can challenge me on that. Actually, there's a lot of commands come from Christ, but I titled this one, The Last Command. Whether it was really the last one or not, I'm not sure. So you can bring your thoughts on that and bring your lunch. We spend about 15 minutes, have lunch together and fellowship, and then we do a Bible study together. And some of you have been doing that for a long time, but I hope you'll take time this Friday for lunch and come, if you will. I do want to read a scripture verse, and then I'll ask for clarification on a couple of prayer requests and lead us in our prayer. But for the scripture passage, I want to read Psalm 62, the first 8 or 9 verses of it. This is a very significant passage of scripture. It is written, I believe, by David, the king, 1,000 years before Christ. So this is very old poem. David, you would think, is the king of Israel, 1,000 years before Christ, was sovereign. He was the king. And but not everything was always easy for him, although he had full authority over everything. And so he realized he needed more than his own army and his own strength. And so he came to even more so trust in the God of heaven, who is sovereign over all things. So here he's writing a little poem, maybe a song or a hymn. We have it as Psalm 62. I'll read the first part of it. You'll see he makes a strong declaration in the first few verses. And then he comments about people that are trying to overthrow him as the king. And then you'll read some other strong comments about him. This is Psalm 62. For God alone, my soul waits in silence. From him comes my salvation. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He alone is my fortress. I shall not be greatly shaken. How long will you attack the man towards me like a leaning wall and a tottering fence? They only plan to thrust him down from his high position. They take pleasure in falsehood. They bless with their mouths, but inwardly they curse. For God alone, O my soul, wait in silence, for my hope is in him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He only is my fortress. I shall not be shaken. O God, rest my salvation. On God, rest my salvation and my glory. My mighty rock, my refuge is God. And then for us, he adds this. Trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. We want to go to the Lord together in prayer. I particularly have a prayer I want to pray for Travis and for our church. But I do understand that there was a death of someone in the church earlier or late this week. I think it was Kathy Griffin. Is that correct? Does somebody know to confirm it? Is that right? Okay. And there may have been another one, David Johnson. Does somebody know about that? Okay. Well, I'll include those in the prayer. But bow with me as we pray this morning. Our Father in heaven, we join together in worship this morning with humble hearts to praise you. As we just read in the Old Testament Psalm of David, you and you alone are our Savior and the Lord. We bow in thanksgiving to you and you alone for the grace that you have freely given to us. I pray for our fellowship, for the different needs. All of us have personal needs, including myself, that we lift up before you this morning. We trust you as our Savior, as our God, to work out whatever you see best fit in our lives. We pray for these families that are suffering loss of a loved one through this past week, and pray, Father, your presence and the peace that comes only from Christ and the great hope that he gives to us, that they might experience this peace. We place before you the needs and concerns of ourselves, for our families, for our friends, for neighbors around us. We trust that you will aid us as you know best for our good and for your glory. Father, this is a special day in the life of our Mount Olive Baptist Church. Today we welcome Travis as our pastor. We pray your richest blessing upon him, upon his wife Kim, and his son Alex, and his daughter Madison. We've already been blessed by his friendship and teaching and preaching of your word. We ask that you grant our pastor, Travis Bodine, wisdom in his leadership, knowledge in his teaching, and inspiration of your spirit in his preaching. As a congregation of your people, we lift Pastor Bodine and his family up in our prayers. We, as the church, lift up each other in fellowship and love for each other. We pray that we may personally grow in our knowledge of the Lord Jesus. We ask that we may experience your Holy Spirit working through each one of us in seeing many come to know Christ and Christ alone as the great Savior that he is. Now open our minds and our hearts as we sing praises to you, give of our tithes and offerings, and as we listen attentively to your word. In Christ's dear name I pray, amen.
Good morning. You'll stand and worship with us this morning. Thank you. And I invite you all to sing along with this song if you know it.
When the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's of worth, that will bless your heart. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear, you're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I made it, when it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. King of endless days, no one could express how much you deserve. Though I'm weak and poor, all I have is yours, every single breath. I'll bring you more than a song, for a song in itself is not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear, you're looking into my heart. And I'm coming back to the heart of worship, when it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it, when it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, 'cause it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. And I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it, when it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus.
Amen.
thank for this day and many blessings you stowed upon us. Thank you for bringing Travis and his family to us. Be with him this morning as he leads God and direct us in the message we need to hear. Use this money here for this upbuilding of thy kingdom here on earth. Be the ones that are sick and many ones that have been mentioned this morning, sick, afflicted, many ones lost beloved ones. Be with each one of us as we go out today and maybe influence our lives and influence someone else and bring them closer to you. These things we ask in thy name. Amen.